Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and today I want to talk about, well, from the position of the laws of nature, and I want to talk about the secret that I have about life. And it might sound a little funny to start with that, but over the years, I've studied the universal laws. I believe the universal laws are the answer for those people who have decided that they don't want to be engaged or caught up in an organized religion. They want to understand the umbrella, the universal umbrella of a godless universe that runs on rules, and they want to know those rules. And they, because if the universe runs on a set of rules, nature runs on the rules. If nature runs on the rules, we run on the rules, and therefore we can live by the laws of nature rather than subscribe to one of the many philosophies and religions and the self-help books that exist around the planet. And what's my secret today that I want to share? It's very interesting to hear it, because nature seeks a balance in all things. So if you leave anything to its own resources, leave anything in the world to its own resources, it will find balance. If you left the water, the oceans, to their own resources, and you took away the moon, the water would go flat. It would find balance. The moon pulls the tide and the moon pushes the tide. And so therefore we have weather patterns, because the earth is circulating of high pressure to low pressure. If we left that alone, it would eventually find balance. We'd all die. So nature seeks a balance in all things. Nature seeks a balance in all things. And when she finds it, there's trouble. So we humans seek a balance in all things, but if we find it, there's trouble, because balance in all things is called ambivalence. Ambivalence is when you just don't care. Now, there are some religious philosophies and some self-help philosophies that might confuse you, like the concept of being in the now, or having no attachment to anything. And they're advocating these philosophies in a religious sense because they're trying to undo trauma. So when a person's at war with themselves in their own brain, or at war with somebody else in their own life, or at war with somebody else in their community or religion, the solution is always to find balance, to help the balance happen. And we advocate that if you're in having personal trauma, become detached or become ambivalent and you will feel okay. But you can't live like that, because nature seeks a balance in all things. So the seeking causes disruption. The secret to life that I want to share today is the word infatuation. If you meet somebody in a new relationship, you will be infatuated, whether that person is at work or whether they're at home. If you want to be pregnant with somebody in a relationship, you will be infatuated with them, infatuated with having a baby. And what does infatuation mean? Infatuation means you see more positive than negative. You see a good outcome better than a bad one. Over a period of time, what develops is balance. Nature seeks a balance in all things. So if you're infatuated in a relationship when you first go in, and you just relax and leave everything to its own resources, eventually you will see balance in that relationship and you'll come to what's called ambivalence. You can stay or you can go. And there's that old quote that says, when you're with the one, you want the many. When you're in a relationship, you want to get out. And when you're with the many, you want the one. When you're single, you'd rather get back into a relationship. And that's because when you're in something, you find balance in it. And you want it to be different, you want to seek infatuation with something. When you're in a relationship, it gravitates to ambivalence, you want to get out of it. When you're out of it, it being out of a relationship gravitates towards balance, and then you want to get infatuated again and get back in one. And so the idea of the skill of life is to remain infatuated. And to remain infatuated is a really important concept, because what it says is, I know that there's going to be balance in something. There's going to be balance in my partner. There's going to be balance in my job. There's going to be balance in the world affairs. There's going to be balance in the ocean. There's going to be balance in life and death. And I am actually going to acknowledge the balance, but focus on the positive. I'm going to focus on the upper. I'm going to focus on the high, and therefore stimulate all the chemicals in my body that cause happiness. I'm going to stimulate all the parts of my body that will make me attracted to my partner, attracted to my job, enjoy my work. Now, this is mind over matter. It is the way of seeing things. Now, the ignorant person or the imbecile will think there's only positive and find out with great disappointment and depression that there is negative. The wise person knows that there is positive and negative. They'll accept the balance, they'll see the balance, but they'll focus on the positive. And with that, they will become a happy, fulfilled, high-achieving, resilient, authentic, mind-clear, and successful individual. So for today, remember, please, infatuation will keep you engaged. And if you've got someone who's not engaged in you and you need them to follow you, you want them to be attracted to you, make sure you're doing what makes them see positive in you, and be prepared for the resentment they may feel when they see the other half. Infatuation takes work. Nature gravitates towards balance. She seeks a balance. If you let everything go, it'll end up ambivalent. And ambivalence is not a place of enthusiasm. Ambivalence is boredom. So to remain stimulated, to remain engaged, to remain committed, to remain enthusiastic, energized, and young, seek to be infatuated. This is Chris. You have a great day. Bye for now.